Congress passed Real ID with the idea that national standards for state-issued driver's licenses would help combat terrorism, but it left it to the states to pay for most of the changes. Some of those costs include more expensive materials for the licenses themselves, better equipment and security at DMV offices, and training for employees. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling supports the changes.
So that we can have a higher level of security and that our citizens are going to be protected when they want to participate in travel and other everyday experiences that they have where they need a real ID.
Democrats actually tried to break from Governor Jim Doyle on this issue by holding back much of the funding for any real ID changes. Madison Assemblyman Mark Pocan says that just makes financial sense, given that the final rules on this plan aren't even finished.
You can believe strongly that Real ID is necessary. I disagree, but fine. You know, we're not debating that today. We've already had that debate in the legislature. But I am asking you to stand up for the taxpayers in your district and everyone in the state by not going out there and expending a bunch of dollars on something we don't even know what it's for.
If the fee increase passes the full legislature, it would raise an estimated $21 million. Even that may not be enough to pay for all the Real ID changes. The Governor's Department of Transportation says it would need a $15 license increase to cover all the new program's costs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.